Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Doug Obie is here. Doug's a great member of our Brain Trust, author of Money and the Human Condition. He is the owner and the managing member of Karma Ventures. He's a registered investment advisor, certified financial planner since '07, back before the war, something like that. Doug Obie, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me.
He may be the only guy who's got more gray hair than me. I'm not sure about what that means. But I'm glad you're here.
I don't think I have any gray hairs left. They're all white now.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. I got to quit calling mine gray. They're not gray. They're white. So I'm glad you're here, Doug. Give us your best analysis of what's going on with the stock market.
Well, Jim, you know, there's actually contrary opinions. All right, for the stock market correction that we've seen very recently. All right, the first one is that the last three quarters of growth have been 3.1, 3.2, and 2.8, mm-hmm. all higher than the 2.13% average since June of the 2009 recession.
That's right.
The Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta is forecasting a 5.4% GDP in the first quarter of 2018.
Which I think is wacky weed stuff, but go ahead.
Well, unemployment is at 4.1%. That's a 17-year low. Average hourly earnings, which is the figure that came out just before all the market volatility, that is up 2.9%. All right, and the thought process is that that's going to result in inflation, which is going to kick in the Federal Reserve to raise rates even higher,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to drop bond and stock prices because of it. Now, the other reason, or the contrary reason, or mode of thought, is the 2.9% earnings was the actual increase, not the real increase. And the real increase has to be inflation adjusted. So if you take off 2% of the 2.9, you really only have a 0.9% increase in the labor, in wages.
Mm-hmm.
And the labor force participation rate is still only 62.7%. So even though the unemployment rate is 4.1, it's not really accounting for all those that have dropped off the roll.
Mm-hmm.
And the GDP for all of 2017 was only 2.3%, which is only slightly above that 8-year average of 2.13. All right, and so
tell us what that tell us what for us regular folks out here on Main Street, what does that mean? How does that convert?
What do you mean? The 2.3%
GDP? The numbers you were just giving us.
How does that
turn into an action, into an interface where people take it?
Okay, that would result in a more sluggish economy than expected.
Right.
All right, which means lower profits for companies, which means the prices of stocks would probably continue to go down.
So what you're saying is that the hysteria that has been driven for no particular reason for 8 years during the Obama administration, and then took off like a banshee when Trump got elected, and then again when he became president, and then continue to do that, and finally the way my analysis is the greater fool theory finally reached critical mass, the really professionals decided to take some profits. How far off am I on that?
I think that's oversimplifying the whole thing. And I mean, they very well could be. And quite
Doug, the stock market, I mean, there's no way anybody can deny the stock market was way, way, way overbought. There's no, tell me one thing that changed from November 7th to 16 for the next 90 days to cause the stock market to go up 2,500 points. We can't fry that kind of optimism out here on Main Street.
Well, you're absolutely right that the, you know, people that are in the pits, if you will, you know, trading constantly every day, they're looking for what's going to happen in the future.
That's right.
And when they see a 2.9% increase in wages, they say, okay, that equates to higher inflation. Mm-hmm. That means the Federal Reserve is going to put the, you know, the pedal to the metal on interest rates, and that's going to crash bonds and bring stocks down.
And so therefore there were not as many buyers as there were sellers. That brings the stock market down. And it's a correction. What do you think long term?
Well, the only reason the market can crash that much. I mean, Monday had the highest point drop in the history of the stock market.
Which sounds good, but it's really irrelevant because of the percentages, isn't it?
Exactly. It was only a 4.6% drop versus the 22% drop we saw back in 1987 on Black Monday. Yeah, so was I. The only way you can get that kind of drop in one day is because you have automatic sell orders going into place. And that's only done by your large banks and big traders and so on.
What I meant about the big people getting out, having triggers to get out, leaving the little guy holding the bag because they don't react that quickly.
That's absolutely true.
Now we come back to my greater fool theory. And the greater fool, my friends, and I love you, but the greater fool is always going to be the retail person, the retail buyer, isn't it?
There are
no fools on Wall Street.
But, you know, Jim, it's not to say that people out there are necessarily, ignorant to the fact, to all the different pieces of the stock market. It's simply they're living their lives.
They're running their businesses. That's right.
And they don't have the analytics.
They don't have the analytics and the tools to get them to react.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So there's no way they could possibly be ahead of this.
That's right.
Like the Wall Street traders.
When we come back, we're going to get Doug to give us an analysis of an alternative to the stock market. And that's that right after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.